If there were too many pitchers on Monday DFS slate, there are not enough to choose from tonight. What do you think of that, guys?
I don't necessarily agree. I know that's kind of shocking.
I think there are just enough.
The Heath Cummings biography, the story of Heath's life will be, I don't necessarily agree.
Okay. Do you want me to get into this now, or do you want me to wait until you go through them by price and when we get to that price level?
Well, we're going to go through them by price right now. Starting off, Tuesday's edition of the Daily Fantasy Live podcast. I'm Chris Towers, Mike McClure, Heath Cummings here.
You're up to second.
I am up to second.
We've got a 15-game slate.
Yeah.
And last night, we had a ton of expensive pitchers to choose from. Just really overflowing with expensive pitchers.
Right.
Tonight, not so much. Only two pitchers on the schedule at $10,000 or more. Who do you got? John Lester versus San Diego at $11,000, or Jacob DeGrom versus the Los Angeles Dodgers?
Can you tell me what the weather is going to do in Chicago?
I cannot.
Right now, I'm going to say Lester, and I'm not going to play DeGrom. So it'll be Lester or I'm going cheaper. But as of right now, I think the expectation is that it should be okay weather-wise. But it's dicey again. There's a lot... lots of weather today.
Okay. Different than most days.
Right.
Most days, very little weather. Why don't we do a weather report first?
Okay, and this is basically coming directly from our good friend Kevin Roth at RotoGrinders, and you should follow him on Twitter because he will give an update later today. Pittsburgh and Cincinnati is a bit of a question mark. Chicago and Texas is not quite as bad, but a bit of a question mark. San Diego at Chicago, same thing. There are some thunderstorm issues in Colorado.
That would be disappointing.
And then the other game I think that is an issue is Detroit at Washington.
Okay.
Now, generally speaking, especially when we're looking at it this early, most of those games will end up being okay for hitters. If Kevin Roth does these color-coded, green, yellow, orange, red, if he still has some orange on Chicago later in the day, then I will stay away from the Cubs. But as of right now, I would say Lester is my favorite.
Okay, so Lester's your favorite of that group or of all pitchers?
He's the top pitcher on the slate.
Okay.
I mean, he's the most expensive and the most likely to do what Jose did last night.
Okay. Mike, is there any way you'll play Jacob DeGrom?
No. No chance.
Just the matchup?
The velocity's down.
Second largest drop in strikeout rate among all pitchers with at least 20 innings pitched so far this season.
Yeah.
Well then, let's look at the guys that are under $10,000. Let's look specifically at the guys that are between $9,000 and $10,000. Again, only two options. Of that group, you've got Masahiro Tanaka going against the Royals. And you've got Drew Smyly going in Seattle. Which of those two do you prefer? Are you going to play either one of them tonight?
Well, you know Mike won't play Tanaka because he doesn't use pitchers against the Royals.
I won't play Tanaka. That's a lie. I might play some Tanaka. if I do, it'll probably be on a site like DraftKings, not on FanDuel.
Okay.
I think there's some upside there with Smyly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like Smyly. I like him a lot.
Yes. Smyly. I'd like Smyly more than Tanaka.
I mean, a couple things to like about Drew Smyly, big strikeout potential. He's got 47 Ks in 39 innings pitched. He is a fly ball pitcher, but that's less of an issue. It's not much of an issue in his home park, but he doesn't lose anything playing in Seattle either. And I think he's probably got better win potential than he typically does because the Rays are not a great team, but they're going against a lefty. They hit lefties pretty well. Wade Miley is not a great pitcher. So I think he's got pretty good win potential. I think if I was going to play one of the pitchers over 8,500, and there's only four, I think he might be the one that I would go with because you save $1,600 off John Lester. And I really like the confluence of situations that Drew Smyly has going on there. That being said, I don't think I'm going to play any of the expensive pitchers because I do want a lot of cores. There are a couple of bad pitchers pitching in Coors, and I want to take advantage of that by getting some of the cheap pitchers out there. Who's your favorite of the rest? There are a lot of options. You have 25 pitchers to pick from.
Do you want to tell us about yours? It's the same one every time.
No, that's not true. Look, I've got eight written down.
Who's at favorite? The top?
Kevin Gausman against Minnesota.
You don't like Gausman.
No, you like Kevin, Adam Conley.
You like Adam Conley the most.
I like Kevin. Look, I have one lineup set up. Who's the pitcher?
It is Gausman.
Kevin Gausman, $7,700 against Minnesota. I think that's a great play. He's off to a great start in his first three starts. Strikeout rate hasn't quite been there yet, but I think it will be. Great win potential. I like Kevin Gausman a lot under $8,000. Who did you want me to say?
We all know who you're
playing. Why don't one of you guys say it?
I'm a little scared about Adam Conley. The Brewers don't strike out near as much against left-handed pitchers. And their team WOBA looks pretty average against lefties, but then you look a little further into it, and they've got a .268 BABIP against lefties this year. I don't think that's probably going to continue.
Okay.
Especially if Domingo Santana actually gets back in the lineup.
He is dealing with a chest injury?
Yeah, he's been okay to pinch hit for the last 3 or 4 days.
He's going to be in the lineup, and he's going to be a late scratch.
Okay.
For the fifth time this season.
That has happened a lot. I don't think...
It is worth pointing out, Conley, two starts ago, faced the Brewers in Miller Park, which is a worse park for pitchers than Marlins Park, and he had 7 2/3 innings, 7 strikeouts, no hits, 56 fantasy points. Putting it out there.
Just that's decent.
Throwing it out there. One of the better pitching performances in the majors so far. No big deal. Adam Conley's pretty good, is all I'm saying.
Who would have ever guessed this would turn into Chris talking about Adam Conley?
Fifth most expensive pitcher on the slate, and that's part of the problem with him, is that I want some Diamondbacks, I want some Rockies in my lineup. I gotta avoid Adam Conley. What other cheap pitchers? What's the most owned pitcher under $8,500 that you will have in your lineup, Mike?
It'll probably be Kevin Gausman.
Heath.
I believe it will not be Kevin Gausman, and I guess I could use... I want to talk about a couple other pitchers first,
okay?
But then I'll use my top pitcher under $8,000 to talk about my favorite stack.
Okay.
The Gausman-Barrios matchup, I could see having a core stack built around Gausman that I just make slightly better with Barrios.
Okay.
I could see doing the same exact thing with the Adam Morgan-Matt Wisler combination.
Yes.
Both right around $6,000 allow you to play all the Rockies and Diamondbacks that you want to play. I think there's a good chance that either Gausman or Barrios and either Wisler or Morgan are good.
Okay.
Not great. You're still going to be well behind the people that used Lester unless it gets rainy there. But I think they could be good enough that if Coors goes off like we expect it to, and it should.
Yeah, I mean, it's worth pointing out, you've got Ruby De La Rosa and Chris Russon pitching in Coors Field tonight. Ruby De La Rosa has flashes, just has these times when that 96-mile-an-hour fastball is working, the changeup dances, the slider's going, and he looked pretty good. He had 16 strikeouts over 13 innings two starts ago, over a two-start stretch. But he gives up a lot of homers. And pitching in Coors Field is not going to be good for that kind of pitcher.
No. Cargo, it's going to be hard to not play Cargo in just about every lineup.
Yeah.
And the same thing goes for Goldschmidt, really. Those two, Goldschmidt against a lefty, Cargo against a bad righty.
Cargo is the third most expensive Rockies outfielder.
Mm-hmm. Yes. He's not been good lately. He's earned it.
Yeah, but that's still...
He hit a double late in last night's game. Maybe that's going to get him going.
Yes. But my favorite pitcher in that price range, especially on DraftKings, but also on FanDuel, is Juan Nicasio.
Juan Nicasio going against Cincinnati.
Yes. He's up and down. Last time that I played him was also against the Reds, and you guys told me that he couldn't make it through five innings, and he made it through seven.
He had a great game that
scored
day.
57 fantasy points. The thing I like the most about Nicasio is if he can get through five innings, which he's done in three of his last four starts and 5 of 7 on the year, I think the Pirates are going to score a ton of runs against Big Pasta.
Alfredo Simon's been awful.
He's very bad. That is my favorite stack outside of Coors. Like McCutchen, Marte, Jung Ho Gong should be in the lineup. Gregory Polanco. There's just a ton of hitters in that lineup that I really like against Simon.
Mm-hmm. I like them a lot.
They're not. There's one other stack besides Coors, and I guess at some point we should do our favorite. It'd be tough to do our favorite play in Coors today.
Yeah, let's finish off the pitchers, though. A couple more that...
There's more pitchers.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of cheap pitchers, so you're going to have to... Someone's going to play a cheap pitcher that goes off. And it might as well mention the ones that could. Joe Ross against Detroit, not a great matchup, but Joe Ross is a pitcher who has the ability to go off. A couple more really shaky ones that are tournament-only plays. Chris Devensky's off to a pretty good start to his major league career. He's going against a Cleveland team that's not great against righties.
He had a terrible minor league career, though.
And if you really want to go with a tournament option, Trevor Bauer against a Houston team that is not hitting that well.
They just scored 7 against Kluber.
Sure. They just scored 7.
They've got the best hitter in the game.
Houston has figured it out. Houston is right on track. Look, Trevor Bauer most likely will go 5 innings with 4 walks and 3 earned runs.
And at least 2 dongs.
But if you're talking about a high variance play, Trevor Bauer does have a lot of strikeout potential against a team that strikes out a lot. Not a bad tournament play. All right. Favorite play in Coors Field today, Heath?
Goldschmidt.
Paul Goldschmidt.
We talk about how Cargo is the third most expensive Rockies outfielder. I think Goldschmidt might be even more underpriced against a lefty in this spot.
I agree with that. I'll go with Gene Segura.
Chris hates Gene Segura.
I mean, look, there's a lot of room out in Coors Field, and you know, that thin air can make his 60-mile-an-hour bloops go 15 feet further.
It made one go over 400 feet yesterday.
I don't buy that. It probably wasn't 400 feet.
Probably was. You hit a home run in Coors, it almost has to be.
It has to be 400 feet almost.
My pick would be Cargo. 3,900. He's 500 less than Blackman. He's $200 less than Gerardo Parra. That's my favorite play in Coors. What's your favorite stack? You already said Pittsburgh, yep. So Mike?
The Oakland Athletics.
That would be my second favorite.
Okay, the Oakland Athletics going against Sean O'Sullivan for the Boston Red Sox.
Yeah.
Okay, which specific Athletics will you be targeting?
All of them, but particularly the left-handed hitters. Josh Reddick, Stephen Vogt, Chris Coughlin.
Chris Coughlin, it's 2,100 again at third base. Danny Valencia re-aggravated his hamstring injury.
Yep.
Sean O'Sullivan has basically a season's worth of plate appearances against left-handed batters.
Okay.
707 plate appearances over his career against lefties. They have hit .301 with a .919 OPS, 35 dongs. As many walks as strikeouts, 39 doubles and 4 triples as well. That's a good season.
Yeah.
OPS, I think lefty A's, especially if they put like four of them together in the order.
Mm-hmm.
If you can get a Reddick, Coughlin, Vogt train going, although Lowry I think is probably out. He was on crutches last night. So.
Yeah.
Who do you like besides those two, Chris?
You know, I'm having trouble coming up with a stack that I really like outside of Coors.
You're all in on Coors Field today.
Yeah, it's going to go really poorly when that game's 1-0. With the way the Yankees swung the bat yesterday, I know it was against Chris Young, but I'm not convinced Chris Medlin's any good either. So I think the Yankees make sense as a stack.
I'm going to end up with a lot of D.D. Gregorius, I'm afraid.
That does sound like something to be afraid of.
Because there's not a lot of shortstops that I'm real excited about. I can pay $2,100 for him and then play good players everywhere else.
Yeah. Blue Jays against Matt Cain. He looks pretty washed up. And right-handed Tampa Bay Rays against Wade Miley.
Yeah. Yes, I do have a Rays stack that I've already built. The main problem I have today, it's a multi-entry day.
Definitely.
I feel like I want to have exposure to so many different things. And really what we need to do by 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock this evening is narrow that down. It would be nice if there were like that. That really helped me a lot last night when Baltimore, Minnesota got washed out.
Yeah.
Because I was kind of feeling the same way last night, and a couple of games got canceled that helped.
All right. Heath.
Oh, yeah. You want some BVP, don't
you? I want some of that good BVP today. Don't give me any of that crap BVP.
BVP was pretty good yesterday, I think.
Yeah.
Eric Hosmer went to Dongtown.
He did.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we don't have a BVP pitcher today. In fact, the site that I use to look at BVP actually says none qualify, based on my standards. But we do, with all of the great BVP plays, have enough room for John Lester at pitcher.
Okay.
So I think he probably has been good against the Padres. He just hasn't had enough appearances against them. At catcher, we're going with Deonner Navarro. He has seen Derek Holland 5 times. 3 hits, all of them extra base hits, including 2 dongs. He has an OPS of 2,500.
Okay.
Joe Mauer at first base against Kevin Gausman. Mauer is 5 out of 8 off of Gausman with a couple of extra base hits. He has 2 extra base hits against anybody anymore. It's amazing. Brandon Phillips against Juan Nicasio, 5 for 11 with a dong and a 1455 OPS. Evan Longoria against Wade Miley. Only 5 for 19, but he does have 2 dongs and a 1070 OPS. Troy Tulowitzki is actually has our most plate appearances in the BVP. 71 times he's faced Matt Cain. And I know what you're going to say. That's when Tulowitzki was good.
Yeah.
A lot of them were also when Cain was good. He has 5 dongs in those 71 plate appearances, a 1061 OPS. Maybe what he needs is the confidence of knowing, I've hit this guy before. I'm going to step up and hit him today.
Maybe.
Brandon Guyer has hit a dong off of Wade Miley, has a 913 OPS.
In
3 plate appearances.
15 plate appearances.
Oh, wow.
Carlos Gonzalez is 4 for 10 with a dong off of Ruby De La Rosa. And then Miguel Sano has only seen, I think he only played maybe 2 games against Kevin Gausman, but he's 2 for 5 with 2 dongs.
All right.
And we were just talking on the Fantasy Baseball podcast earlier about how Miguel Sano is going to get going.
Yes.
Yeah.
You guys want to catch some dongs?
It'd be nice if somebody caught a dong besides Mike. Mike is hogging all the dongs.
Let's talk about the standings first before we get into our picks.
I haven't updated the season-long standings.
Oh.
You're probably still winning, I would imagine.
I just want to know if I've doubled everyone up yet or not.
You've not doubled me up.
You already doubled me up, but you probably haven't doubled Heath up.
No. Okay.
Just.
Okay.
You're on the board. You get to pick. Nobody but Mike has held the Dong Chasers lead since April 29th. No. Since April 26th. This is really bad.
I really don't think that's true at all.
I don't know.
I don't think. It was just a couple weeks ago that we were saying Mike's won 2 or 3 weeks. Chris has won a week. Heath hasn't won a week, but he's leading the contest.
Yeah, you only have 2 dongs since April 26th, and I only have 1.
Man, you are cold. You are ice cold.
Half as cold as you are.
Twice.
You ready for my dong chaser?
Half.
Yes.
Carlos Gonzalez.
Ah.
He's 3,900. I have to.
Okay. I will go Paul Goldschmidt. He's been so excited about Coors all day, and then we just took the 2 best hitters from Coors.
I don't think that's true. I don't think that's true at all. There are plenty of good hitters left.
But I said we took the 2 best. Are you disagreeing with that?
Maybe.
No, those are definitely the 2 most likely to hit home runs.
Nah.
Take Trevor Story. Take Trevor Story.
I mean, Trevor Story would be a good pick, but I'm going to go with a player who, if you stretch his career against left-handed pitchers, out to a 600 plate appearance pace. He's a 30 homer hitter. He's expensive. Man, if this Coors game goes under, we are screwed.
Well, you are.
Because I'm going with a guy whose name I have never spelled right on the first attempt. Wellington Castillo. I always forget that there's only one L in Wellington.
He's more expensive than Cargo.
Yes, he is.
How do you feel about that?
I feel great. I got the better player. The logic checks out.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You guys got lineups?
Yeah. I'm going to let Mike give his lineup first because I have two different pitchers, and I want to make sure we don't give the same pitcher.
Okay.
We're not going to give the same pitcher, but I have a feeling Chris and I are.
Okay.
Because my lineup was a Gausman lineup that I brought to the show.
I'm going to give you time to make another lineup. I'll give my lineup.
All right.
One of the issues I wanted to see was, could I put Lester, Goldschmidt, and Cargo all in the same lineup? And the answer is yes, you can. And I don't think it's even a terrible lineup. So I've got John Lester, Stephen Vogt at catcher. He's down to 2,600. He will be one of my most highly owned players today. Paul Goldschmidt at first. Derek Dietrich still 2,800, so why not? He's still facing a bad right-handed pitcher, right?
Zach Davies.
Yes. Chris Coughlin going up against Sean O'Sullivan. Didi Gregorius. Cargo. Adam Jones is $2,300.
Yeah. He deserves it.
He does deserve
it. That's going to turn around at some point, though. It's got to.
Yes. And then Hunter Pence going up against Jay Happ. He would have been a BVP All-Star if not for me running out of money. Pence is 4-for-8 with a dong in his career off of J-Hap, and he's very good against left-handed pitchers.
Okay. My lineup is a Kevin Gausman lineup, and I've got Kevin Gausman, Wellington Castillo, Paul Goldschmidt, Derek Dietrich, Chris Coughlin, Didi Gregorius. Are we the same from second to short?
Yeah.
All right. Charlie Blackman, Carlos Gonzalez, so the entire infield.
And Carlos Gonzalez.
And Gregory Polanco. So I've got three Rockies, one Diamondback.
Yeah, we were all similar, too. The lineup that I was going to give was...
way too similar.
Yeah, I mean, I had Gene Segura.
Do you need to kill time filling out a lineup? Okay, we'll kill some time. Which Marlins or Brewers player do you think hit the most home runs during batting practice yesterday? I was at the game.
Ichiro.
You're on Twitter too much.
What do you mean?
Ichiro puts on a dang show in batting practice.
Did he?
Easy power. Hitting him to the second deck. I think he hit like 7 homers. His first round of batting practice, he just casually crushed 4 homers to right field.
Were you cheering?
Oh, yeah. Just running across. I was streaking.
Yes. I wish we could have had some video of you cheering on the field for Ichiro hitting home runs.
I was in the press box, and there's no cheering in the press box. I'm a professional media member, sir.
You were not in the press box.
I was.
During Home Run Derby?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were down on the field.
No, I talked to Barry Bonds on the field for a couple minutes.
I want to see a picture of Barry's face when you asked him that question.
I talked to Don Mattingly, and then I went up in the press box and I wrote. I'm a working journalist, sir.
If you were a journalist, you would have asked Barry about D. Gordon's steroids issue.
He's very large. Okay, I'm not gonna push that guy.
Oh, man,
you're really struggling with this lineup.
Oh yeah, because I loved what I had.
Okay.
I loved it. All right, I'll give an Adam Conley lineup since someone took Gausman from me. It makes no sense that you wouldn't give a Conley lineup, by the way.
Yeah,
just
it's
none.
A bad job by you.
That's why I picked Gausman, but I'm not bitter. Adam Conley, Stephen Vogt, Paul Goldschmidt, Derek Dietrich, Chris Coughlin, Gene Segura, Carlos Gonzalez, Josh Reddick, and Hunter Pence.
Yeah, we've really got a lot of difference between our lineups. We will sink or swim together. And those are the best nights.
Yeah, I mean, look, the collective wisdom of this trio is remarkable.
Unparalleled.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I think we're going to go. I think we're going to do really well tonight, guys.
All right.
And then maybe we won't be here tomorrow. That's always the unspoken thing. If we do well enough on one day, chances are we won't show up the next day.
Yeah, I don't think I'm playing for that kind of money. Where I could just quit work.
My $1 entry fees probably won't get me that kind of return, is what you're saying?
No, I just, like, it's not like we're going to win the lottery tonight. You win 50 grand, you still have to come to work.
No, you can take one day off work.
No.
You get sick time?
Okay.
Sick of all this money you've got.